Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samaches in Meseches Gittin. We continue with the Agadita Perek Misha Achso. Today's Agadita is going to continue with the phenomenon of Refuah, as well as the Gemara is going to pick up with Rav Sheshes' distrust of the Avadim of the Reish Galusa. That's what we had left off with yesterday, a few lines from the bottom of Samach Zayin on the base. And the Gemara is going to continue on the top of Samach Ches Amud Aleph, discussing Rav Sheshes's distrust of the Reish Galusa and problems in the home of the Reish Galusa. We're going to go back to the concept of Refuah, and then our Gemara is also going to discuss in its Agadita the Binyan Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech. We'll also discuss Binayo Ben Yehoyada, and we'll discuss Shadim, the shade of Ashmedoi, and his interactions with Shlomo. And that will be most of Samaches on the base. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin three lines from the bottom. The Gemara had told us that Reish Lakish, the Reish Galusa, one should not confuse the two. Reish Lakish was a big tzaddik. Some Reish Galusas were great. Some Reish Galusas were terrible. The Reish Galusa in the time of Sheshes, his henchmen, his servants, were not good at all. And Reish Rav Sheshes proved in yesterday's daf that they would serve Aver Menachayim, sure enough, that they did. We pick up three lines from the bottom that Rav Sheshes showed the Reish Galusa that he cannot eat by him because his servants would serve Aver Menachai. So when the Reish Galusa saw that story of the five legs, as we discussed yesterday, Amale, that's where we pick up three lines from the bottom, he said to Rav Sheshes, proved it to him. So the Reish Galusa said to Rav Sheshes, "Ihachi la'avdu kamei demar." They'll prepare the food. The Reish Galusa didn't want to give up. They'll prepare the food in front of you, v'leichel, and then you'll eat. Amar le Rav Sheshes said, "L'chayim." Chayim means l'chayim. Very good. That's a good idea. Krivu taiku kamayu. They prepared the table in front of him. Va'isu kamei bisran. They brought in front of him meat. Va'isivu kamayu. Ristana dechanka chamtsa. That means a small bone, which was from the thigh. That small bone, if not eaten properly, a person could choke on it to death. In other words, Rav Sheshes, they wanted to murder. He didn't like them because they were Rishayim. They didn't like him. So they wanted to murder Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, though, had help from Shemayim, at Siyata de Shemayim. Gashashe, he felt that piece of meat with the small bone that he could choke on. Shakle krocha besudari. And he wrapped the meat in his own clothing. Labasa da achal, after he ate, people wanted to see what he put into his clothing. Amrule, ignavlan kasa de kaspa. Something was stolen from our house. They alleged that Rav Sheshes was holding something in his clothing that he had stalled. Bahadi kamariyasu. They checked every person. Ashkechu adikrucha bisudari. And sure enough, the piece of meat with the tiny bone that could choke was in Rav Sheshes' garment. Amar lei chazumar delo meichel koyboi el tzaron. They said to the Reish Galusa, look, he doesn't even eat by us. And he's just trying to make us our lives difficult. Amar lehu, so Rav Sheshes responded, "Ano meichel achi? I came to eat. V'taima bi taima dechivara. However, I tasted the meat that it has. Chivara means a type of sickness on its skin. Amar le chivara lo avid lan ha'idna. We didn't shecht an animal that had chivara. Amar lehu bidku biduchte." Why don't we check it? Why don't we check the skin to see if the animal has boils? Da amrath chizda uchma bichivara. That if there is a stain, a black boil on top of white skin, vichivar buchmasa, or white on top of back, lakusa, that's a simon that the animal is sick. Baduk ashkechua, that's how Rav Sheshes got out of it, because he said that what you were serving me was an animal that was sick. For some reason, Rav Chizda didn't want to show the bone to the Reish Galusa. According to Tosfos, actually that question does falls away. Because the Tosfos Dibar Maschil Karcha Besudre, Tosfos points out that the reason why Rav Sheshes didn't eat that meat was not because of a small bone. We had explained the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi adds that Rav Sheshes was blind, so they thought they could really get it past him. But Tosfos says that no, they fed him meat that wasn't healthy of his boils. And then the Hemshech of the Gemara, according to Tosfos, is smooth. He then shows that the animal has boils. That's Tosfos Dibar Maschil Karcha. The antagonism of the henchmen of the Reish Galusa continues. Ki Kanafik, when Rav Sheshes was leaving the house of the Reish Galusa, Karu Le Bore, they dug a pit in order to cause Rav Sheshes to fall in. V'shadu Le Tzipsa Ilave, and they put a mat on top of it so he wouldn't see. V'amri Le Lesi Mar Lene, and they suggested to him, you look tired, it's time for you to leave. Nachale Rav Chisda Me'achore, so Rav Chisda made a sound behind Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes were good friends, and he made a sound behind Rav Sheshes to give him a heads up. They were both Talmidim of Rav. They were close friends. In fact, the Gemara speaks about how Rav Sheshes tried to imitate some of the Chasidus of Rav, and it's well known that Rav Chisda was a close Talmud of Rav as well. And in this case, Rav Chisda is also giving a heads up to Rav Sheshes, because as Rashi had quoted, Rav Sheshes was blind. You saw Rashi on the bottom of Samach Zayin on the base. So he gave him a heads up. Nachar le Rav Chisda me'achore, Amar le, he said to him, liyanuka. Then Rav Sheshes, after going through all this, said to a child, psaikli psukech, quote a pasuk to me. We've had this before, that there was an old tradition of the Amorayim and even the other people to take lessons from what they had learned in yeshiva. Quote me a pasuk, they said to a child, that you last learned. Last time we saw that one of the Sonei Yisrael, we had in the awful Agadita on Daf Nun Vav Me'alef in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that even Neron Kesar used this simin of Psakli Psukasa by asking a child to quote a pasuk, and the child quoted a pasuk of Vinosati Esnikmasi Be'edom B'yad Ami Yisrael on Nun Vav Me'alef. So too over here, Kal V'chomer, Gedola Yisrael had used this beautiful phenomenon of Psokli Psukecha. Amalei, so the Tinuk said to Rav Sheshes, quoting a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, in regards to Asol ben Tsruya, when the Anshe David were running after Avner ben Ner, so the pasuk says, Nete lechal yimincha o al smolcha. You should turn to either your right or your left. In other words, don't go straight. So he said to his shamish, the one who was taking care of him, Rav Sheshes, said to him, Micah Chazis, what do you see in front of you on the way? In other words, he understood that there should be something you should be turning away from based what the child had said. Deshadia, I see a mat that's in front of me. Amalei Hadar Minei, he said, remove it to the right or the left. And then they saw that there was a pit, and Rav Sheshes was saved from falling in. Masar Denafik, after Rav Sheshes went out, Amalei Rav Chisda Minohavi Yodar Mar, how did you know that there was something in front of you? In other words, all I did was say, look out. But how did you know? Amalei, so Rav Sheshes spelled out, Chada, he said, number one, Denachar Limar, number one, you told me heads up. And also the child said this pasuk, to turn right or left. And number three is that these henchmen have reason to suspect them. One could add that you see from here that Rav Sheshes was telling Rav Chisda that you need to process all information. Number one is when your friends tell you heads up, take that seriously. Number two is look for siyata deshmaya of psoikli psuka. And number three is keep your eyes open that yes, one should not be choshed b'ksherim, but for people who have already
come to hurt you before, then they don't have a cheskes kashrus. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, Asisili sharim visharos visanugas bnei adam shida vishidas. This pasuk goes back to the halacha of choli that's caused to people due to shadim. So that's what we're referring to as shida vishidos, and the Gemara is going to darshan all this pasuk. Sharim visharos elumine zemer. That sharim visharos is referring to song. The pasuk in Koheles describes that he's been surrounded by many different clay zemer. Visanugos bnei adam elu brechos amerchatzos. These are fantastic bathhouses. Shida vishedos hacha targume. Here in Bava we translate that shade of shadatin, a male shade and a female shade. In other words, Shlomo HaMelech had experienced all the Koheles describes, and even Shadim as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Meos Mine Shadim Hayu B'Shichin. There was a place called Shichin that had 300 types of Shadim. Shade Atzma Eini Yodea Mahi. Even though I know where that place is, says Rabbi Yochanan, but I still don't know how to recognize a shade. Now that the Gemara had mentioned Shlomo HaMelech, and that he did encounter Shadim, the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech had also encountered fantastic kochos that actually helped him build the Beis HaMikdash. Shomer Mahachi Targimu. This is how we translate the word Shida V'Shidos. And one can ask the following question. Shida V'Shidotim L'mayi Boile. The pasuk, simple pasuk in Koheles Beis that we just quoted, Sisili, Sharim, V'Sharos, are all talking about great things that Shlomo HaMelech had. The Shadim are not good things. Dichsiv. Now the Gemara explains, no, that there is something over here that one could be referring to that was helpful in building the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara explains, Dichsiv, the pasuk says, V'abayis bihi b'nasoi even shlema masa nivna. The Beis HaMikdash was built with full stones. They were. Now the problem is, that they, how could they be cut? Amluhu l'rabbanan, Shlomo HaMelech said to the Chacham of that time, that how could we cut out the stones? At the end of the day, the halacha is that we should not use kli barzel. The pasuk goes on to say there in Malachim, umakavos vahagarzen kol kli barzel lo nishma babayis, which is based on the pasuk lo sanif alehem barzel. Now that's a question, because the simple reading of the pasuk that we saw in Parshas Kisavo and Dvarim Chav Zayin, the Torah tells us that one is not allowed to cut the Mizbeach from Barzel. Tosus and Dibar Amaschel Ika points out that there is an opinion that Tosus understands based on Sota Memches Amabez that all of the Avanim of the Beis HaMikdash cannot be cut by steel, and therefore the Shamir was necessary for Shlomo HaMelech to quarry all of the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the simple reading of the pasuk is not that way, but Tosus claims that in Sota Memches Amabez that the Shamir was necessary for all of the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. So now Shlomo HaMelech wants to build his gorgeous Beis HaMikdash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he says, Amaluhu l'Rabbanan. He says to Rabban, Hechi Ovid, how am I going to quarry the stones? Amar Leh, the Chachamim said, Ika Shamira. There is this Shamir. We had this a short time ago in that Sugya in Sota on Memches Amabez. It's going to be connected to this week's Parsha in the following way. Da'isim Meisha La'avneit. La'avnei Ha'efod, excuse me. That Moshe Rabbeinu used to make the Ephod. In this week's Parsha we have that the ephod is made pituche choysam. How is that made? The shamir would cut through it as described in Sota Memches Amabez as well. So now we have prior to the Eitza Meshe Rabbeinu of the shamir, and that is, and excuse me, the Eitza of the Chachamim in the time of Shlomo, prior to that Eitza, then they need to figure out how to get this shamir. Amar Luhu. So Shlomo said, "Chacham, where will I find him?" Amru le, in other words, where will I find the Shamir? Now this is going to get back to the Shaden. So they Chachamim suggested to him, I see Shada Vishaditin. Bring a shade and a shaditin. And we saw that that's what the Pasuk made reference to. Shida Vishados, that's a male shade and a female. Kavshinua Dadi, and capture them. Efshar Diyadu Megalalach. And maybe they, once we capture the Shadim, maybe they'll give us the information. I see Shaida Vishadi Kavshinu Adadi, and sure enough, he took them into captivity. Amri, and the Shadim did speak. Anan Lo Yadinan, we don't know how to find the Shamir. But Dilma Ashmedoi Malka the Shadi Yada. But maybe Ashmedoi, the king of the Shadim, will be able to get you to find the Shamir. Amalahu, Heichi Isay. So Shlomo asked him, so how do I get to the actual king, Ashmedoi Malka of the Shadim? So they said, Amrule, they gave him an answer. Isa Betura Plan. He is in the mountain, that particular mountain. Plan here means Ploni. Karyale Bre Umaliale Mayu Mikasya Bitinara Vichasme Bigushpanka. Cut. That's what this Ashmedoi did. He cut a place into the mountain. He filled it up with water and he covered it with a stone. We call Yoma Salik Lirikia Vigarma Misifta Dirikia. And every day he goes up and he learns in the yeshiva Shelmala. Wow. Vinachis La'ara. And he comes down and he teaches Torah to this world. Vigamar Misifta Da'ara. And he teaches the Misifta of this world. At least he learns. He learns in the yeshiva of this world. Vasisai Leilu Gushpanke. And then afterwards, he goes into his cave to make sure no one has touched it. Megalile Vishasim Mechasle Vichasim Le Va'azil. He goes and he drinks from that bar to gain his substance. Excuse me, his sustenance. What Shlomo HaMelech do? Shadreli Benyo Ben Yoyada. He sent Benyo Ben Yoyada. That was one of the Sarim that were Moshlim from the time of David. And the Pasuk describes in Shmuel Beis that Ben Yoyada was connected to the Krasi and the Plasi, and they were Kaihanim, and Rashi learns that they were Sarim Chashuvim. So Ben Yoyada is on this mission to get the Malka Ashmedoi. Yavle Shushilta Dechakik Ale Hashem. He gave him a chain that had the Shem Hashem engraved in it. Vizkasa Dechakik Ale Hashem. And a ring that had the Shem Hashem. Ugvave De Amra. And some wool. Vizike De Chamra. And wine. Azulkara Bire Mitatoi. So Ben Yoyada went to that mountain where they had the bar of Ashmedoi. And he dug into it. Veshafinu lemaye, and he found the water. Visatminu bigaveve daamre, and as then the water passed out from the mountain into a new pit, and he closed the new pit with wool. Vekare bari maala, and afterwards he dug another pit. Veshafchinu lechamre, and he poured wine inside utminu, and he closed that up. In order that Ashmedoi should be confused where his bar is. Salik Yasa Bilana. He went and he waited in a tree. Ki Asa, when Ashmedoi came, Sare Ligushpanka, he checked the seal. Galya, and it became revealed, Ashkeche Chamre, that he found the pit of wine. Ashmedoi then said, "Ksiv the pasuk says late hayayin hoy meshech vechol shoyge boy lo yechgam uksiv znus v'yayin v'tirosh yikach leiv." These psukim indicate that wine takes effect on a person in a negative way. Yikach leiv, it takes his heart. Lo ishti, so therefore Ashmedoi didn't drink from it. Kitzachi lo sagile, but when he was quite thirsty, then Ishtay drank from it. In other words, he was able to hold back until he was very thirsty. Rava Vigana, he became intoxicated and he fell asleep. Nachis Asa, So then when Benayo ben Yada sees this, he went down from the tree, Shadabei Shushilta, Sasme, he threw the chain that Shlema HaMelech had given him with the Shem Hashem around the neck of Ashmedoi. Ki Asar Avikop Miparzel. When he woke up, then he was held by that chain. Amalei, so now Ben Yada has captured him. He said, Shma Demar Alecha, Shma Dar Alecha. The name of Hashem is on you, the name of Hashem is on you. In other words, you're being held back by the Shem Hashem. Ki Nakid Le Va'asi. So then Shlomo HaMelech was able to take him and bring him to Shlomo. Benayah ben Yada was able to bring him to Shlomo. Mitoi Dikla Chav Be Shadya. He reached the place of a dekel, and he knocked over a big tree. Matala Beise, when they passed a house, then Shadya, Ashmedoi knocked that down. Mata Gabi Kuva the Amarta, when they came to a particular hut that belonged to Armalta, is an Almana. Nafka, the Almana went out. Ichaninale, she begged him that he should not knock down her hut. Kafe the Kamase Mine, he turned his shoulder so he wouldn't knock it down. Itbar Be Garma, but that caused him to break a bone. Omar, so Ashmedoi said based on this, Hang Dixiv, this is what the Pasuk in Mishlei means, the Loshon Raka Tishbar Garem, that due to the soft request that the woman had made, then I broke my bone. Gemara continues with the story of Ashmedoi. Chaza Sam Yodav Koi Beorcha, he saw a blind man that was lost on the way. Aske Leorcha, and Ashmedoi helped him out. Chaza Ravya, he saw Ravya is a drunk. Davikatoi Beorcha, that he was lost on the way. Aske Leorcha, he also helped him out. Chaza Chedvasa Davikamatchle, he saw a chasana that everybody was having a good time. Bacha, he then cried. He heard a person that was saying to a shoemaker, fix for me shoes that will last for 7 years. Achik, he laughed. Very, very cryptic over here, exactly what, how, and why, and what Ashmedoi is processing. He saw a magician. Achayik, he also laughed. When they finally got Binoyo ben Yoda and Ashmedoi to Shlomo HaMelech, loy aylu the gav to Shlomo atras and yomim. They waited to bring to Shlomo for 3 days. Yom kam amelu, on the first day, Ashmedoi said to the royal people in Shlomo's palace, amaylo kaboyle malka gabe. Why don't you take me to the king? Amrulei, they said to him, ansi mishte. King has drunk a lot of wine and he can't see you. Shakalavinte oisiv acharte. He took a brick and he put it one on top of the other. It's not clear what that means. Asu, the people of Shlomo came. Amrle l'Shlomo, and they said to Shlomo what he had done with the bricks. Amrlehu hachi amrlehu hader ashkuya. Shlomo understood that what he was saying by putting one brick on top of the next is that Shlomo HaMelech should drink again. Maybe by putting one on top of another, that it should repeat itself. The next day, Ashmedoi asked, why don't you take me to the king? Amrulei again. Anse, he's an onus, but this time Michle, because of food. He ate a lot of food. So he took the brick that he had put one on top of the other, and now he put on the ground. And they told Shlomo what he had did. Done. Amelu, so Shlomo says, Negidu mine machle. Take away from him food. In other words, he understood that Ashmedoi was saying that he should be eating less. Amelu, so Shlomo then said, excuse me, Lasof. Tlasa yome ayilikame. At the end of 3 days, finally Ashmedoi comes to Shlomo. Shakul kanyu mashach arba garmide vishade kame. Ashmedoi took a rod and he measured for amis and he threw it in front of Shlomo. Amalei said to Shlomo mikti kimayisa yigavra lesle behadin alma ella arba gimidi. When someone dies, all he has is 4 amis. We learned in the past that the halacha is that a person, when he dies, he's kone makom of arba amis. As we learned in Maseches Nazir, the Maseches Hashas also points out that this appears in Bava Basra on Daf Yud Amid Beis. That's all we have left. That's it. We spoke about this in Musar last night. At the end of the day, all we have is all we're entitled to is four amos of dirt around us. Ahashta kavashte lekuli alma velo savata ade kavasht nami lidide. Amazing Musar Ashmadai continues. And he says, you've conquered the entire world, but you're still not happy. You also want to conquer me? No, says Shlomo HaMelech. My desire is not to vanquish you. I want to build a base on Migdash. And I want the Shamir. Maybe one could suggest, al pi drush, that we're especially in the month of Adar, as we've spoken about in the 10-minute Musar, Haman says, V'chol zeh inenu shaveli, that Haman also, and man, has a desire to dominate. And Haman is the ultimate villain from the perspective of Tanakh in this regard, that a person, whatever he has, he's not happy. So that's exactly the Musar that Ashtemodoi says to Shlomo HaMelech. He says to him, you're not happy until you even conquer me. In other words, Ashtemodoi represents this mystical phenomenon and someone who eludes humanity, yet Shlomo HaMelech is not satisfied until he vanquishes him. That's what Ashtemodoi asks. It says, no, says Shlomo HaMelech, no. The world, though, is missing something. Could very well be that what the world is missing is something that Ashtemodoi has hid from the rest of the world, and that is that he links the Misifta de Rikia with the Misifta de Tata. He learns in both worlds. But the rest of the world doesn't appreciate that. That's only on Har Ploni. I need the Shamir, says Shlomo HaMelech, to be able to build a Beis HaMikdash that is going to unify the Omos Elyonim and the Omos HaTachtonim, and I have no interest in vanquishing this lower world. I understand that there is an upper world, and true conquest is not conquest. True conquest is the ability for one to be connected to something that's above and higher, as opposed to trying to dominate a little bit of earth, or a lot of bit of earth. Maybe this is the drush behind it. Back to our Gemara. Amar le Ishmadoi l'shleima, l'didi lo masar li, l'sara di yama masar li. But he says, Ashmadoi, as powerful as he is, he says, it's not given to me, but rather there is something called the sar hayam, the Sar of the Seas, that's given to V'lo Yovele El Targona Bra de Mehemele Ashvusa. And there's one chicken that's called Tuchifis, that is Neman Beshvua, who has the ability to control the Shamir. So Shlomo HaMelech looks into it more. Umay Avid Bey, he asks, what does this wild Tarnagol do? Mamtile Ashmedoi answers, Lature de Lesbe Yishuv. He brings him to a mountain, this Tarnagol. He brings the Shamir to this mountain. Umanech le ashina de tura afakar tura. And he puts it on the bottom of the mountain, and the mountain splits like a trench. Umankit maise brizonim elonim shadi hasam avi yishuv. And he takes from it trees and other grass, and he puts it in the charitz. And there he's able to get his nourishment. And that's what we're referring to. This Tarnagol, when we say in the Targum, Ve'es HaDuchifis, Rashi learns, that is one of the birds, which is one of the non-kosher birds that appears in Parshas Shemini. That is Nagar Tura. He's translated as Nagar Tura. So now Shlomo HaMelech is on the mission. He wants to now find this Tarnagol Duchafis. Bodku, Kina Tarnagosa Bira Disle Bnei. He found a wild Tarnagol that had children. Vachafuye Likine Zugasechi Varte. And he covered the nest that had the kids with a piece of glass, that the Tarnagol should be able to see the kids, but would not be able to get to them.
This was a brilliant idea of Shlomo in order to be able to get the Shamir. However, the Tarnagol Duchafis has arrived, but can't get to its kids. And that's the however, he's stuck. So then he thinks of the solution that Shlomo HaMelech had knew he would do. Because he knew where the Shamir was, he asked the Shamir for his help. But the messengers, the Shlomo HaMelech, got so excited when they saw the Shamir, the plan didn't work. The Tarnagol dropped the Shamir. So now the Tarnagol has lost the Shamir. Shaklei, so Shlomo HaMelech's messengers grabbed it. And the Tarnagol killed itself because it made a shvua to Sarayam that he was going to return the Shamir. Wow. What a fascinating story. I've not seen or read, these fascinating, they're not science fiction. It's fascinating. I think that's something called The Lord of the Rings or something like that. But this, this is an amazing true story. How much of it is allegorical in Chazal and so on? I'm sure that many of these things are metaphors to great inyanim of kedusha and avoda and so on and so forth. Amar le binayo lashmedoy. So binayo said to Ashmedoy. Benoyo said to Ashmedoy, "My time ki chazisa lahe masya David kotoy buurcha asikte liurcha." Now the Gemara recounts a conversation between Benoyo and Ashmedoy. Why is it that in our whole story with what happened, that there was a blind person, you guided him? What exactly was going on? Amale, so Ashmedoy responded, "Machrizer alay berakia de tzadik amru." I knew from the rakia that he was a tzaddik. And whoever does this will get a great schus by taking care of this tzaddik. So he's going to review all the things that happened in the process when Benayo ben Yoyada was bringing him Ashmedai to Shlomo HaMelech. And why is it that the drunk you guided? In the Rekia, they said that he was a Rasha. And we were supposed to do good for him on this world, that he should get all of his schar in this world, and then get punished appropriately in the next world. It's well known that Chazal say that the Rishoyim get often reward in this world, so they could be entirely punished in the next. Continues Benayo, and he asks, "My time chazis alahi chedvasa bachis." And why is it that when you saw the wedding, then you cried? I saw that the chassam was going to die within 30 days, and the kala will have to wait 13 years for his younger brother to be able to do yibum or chalitza. And why is it that when you saw someone ask for a shoe for 7 years, you laughed? Amaleah, who shavu yama lesle misani l'shev shnin boy? He might not even live for 7 days. He's going to ask for a shoe for 7 years. What an amazing, amazing mussar! The person is already worried about for 7 years down the line, and how does he know he's going to live even for 7 days? Again, the words of Chazal: Ahu shiva yama lesle misani l'shev shnin boy. Wow. My time ki chazlahu kan sama davi kosim achiches. When you saw this magician, you laughed. Amalei davi Yosef abe gaza de malka liksoim my deika to say. Because I knew that when he was sitting on top of a treasure of the king, and instead of doing his silly magic tricks, he should have just been digging over there to get the treasure. Maybe the mussar over here is that sometimes a person is so focused on mishigas, he doesn't notice his mishigas, whatever it might be, whether it's magic or baseball or
his coin collection. At the end of the day, there are so many great things that are right there that he could partake of, but he's distracted by his little bit of entertainment. Saras che gabe ad benoyes lebeis hamigdash. Shlomo HaMelech held Ashmedai until he finished building a Beis HaMikdash. Yom Echad Avikoy Lechudei. One time Shlomo went to visit Ashmedai privately. Amar Lei, Shlomo said to Ashmedai, Ksiv Kesoyah Fois Re'em Loi. Pasuk Midbar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim like Soyah Fois Re'em Loi. This is Bilam's Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim according to the power of his loftiness. So he quoted to him this pasuk, Va'amrinan, Kisoafos, and Shlomo said, what's Kisoafos mean? Elu Malachei Asharis, Re'em, Elu Ashedim. This refers to the Shedim. Therefore, he asked him, May Revusaychu Minan. In what way are you greater than man? In other words, you eat and sleep, Rashi explains, procreate and die just like us. And why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu describe you in the category of angels? Amar Lei, so Ashmedai explained, Shekol Sheshilta Minoi, take my chain from me. V'havli is Kasech. Number one, take away my chain. Number two, give me the ring that the Shem Hashem is written. V'achvi Lech Revusei. That, and I'll show you my strength. Shakli Sheshilta Minoi V'yavli is Kusei. So Shlomo HaMelech took the chain around him and gave him the ring. Balei. And the Ashmedai swallowed Shlomo whole. Also the Chadgapi Berekia took one wing. According to Yavitz, the Shadim have wings. He took one wing from and spread it to the heavens, another to the earth. Paske Arba Mea Parsi, and he shot Shlomo out 400 Parsi, and he sat in Shlomo HaMelech's chair. Alehi Shaita, on that moment, Omar Shlomo, that's when Shlomo said, Ma Yisrael Adam Mikol HaMoli Shiamol Tachas HaShemesh, because of all my work, I was sent away due to one being, this shade. My vize, what does it mean, vize? Rav Shmuel, Chadomer Makloi, one says it means a stick, Vechadomer Gundo. Now that he was sent away from his chair, all he has, vize, all I have, Chelki Mikol HaMali, is either my stick or Gundo, my clothing. Gundo is clothing. If I said shear, that was a mistake. Gundo is his clothing. Okay, now he's been sent out of his chair. Ashmedai has taken over Shlomo. And Hoyo Mechazer ala Psochim. So Shlomo HaMelech became a beggar. Kolheich demata. Any place he reached Omar, then he said, Ani kael, kael se yisi melech Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. I was once the melech. Kimata gabi Sanhedrin, when he reaches Sanhedrin, Omar Rabbanan, mikdei shoyta b'chod milsa lo sarich. In general, when someone goes crazy, and he says crazy things, he makes up a different story at different times. My hype, what's going on over here? In other words, Sanhedrin said, maybe this is not a regular beggar. Fascinating. Amru lei, b'noyo, said li b'noyo. The Sanhedrin said to Benayo, "Kaboylech Malka leGabe." Have you seen Shlomo HaMelech? I'm lehu lo. So he said, "No, I haven't seen him." Shochaluhu leMalka Vasa. They sent to the wives, Shlomo HaMelech's wife. Kasa Malka leGabeichu. Have you seen Shlomo? Shochaluhu and Kaasi. Yes, he's come to us. Shochulei Bitku Bichare. Check his legs. Shochulei. We can't check his legs because it's covered with a type of slipper. They also said that he wanted to have relations with us when we were a nidui, when we were a nida. And he wants to have relations with his mother, Bathsheva. That led the Sanhedrin to believe this is not Shlomo. I see you, Shlomo. So he brought to the real Shlomo the chain and the tabas in order that he should fight back against Ashmedai. Ki oil, when Shlomo went to the castle, now Shlomo goes to the castle armed with these things. Chazye, he saw him. No, Ashmedai saw him. Parach.
and he flew away. Ashmedai flew away. Vafilo ach yavle bitusa mine. But still, Shlomo HaMelech was afraid that he would come back. Vahinu l'chsiv, hine martasi l'sher Shlomo shisha gibar m'sav lo mi gibar Yisrael kulam, achu zecher milumde milchama ishchar boi al yirecha mi pachad beleilois, that there was a fear of night that Ashmedai would come and kick Shlomo out. Rav Shmuel chad omar melech vehedyit. One says that when Shlomo was a king, then he was a hedyit, and then he no longer ruled again. This Gemara would l'chura not be following this opinion, because the Gemara here says that we just read that Shlomo returned. Take a look at a big discussion about this in the Ma'ar Shah, as well as the Ben Yehoyada. V'chad omar melech v'hedyot u'malach, that he was a melech, he became a hedyit as described before, and then he returned to be a melech. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the fascinating Agadita with Ashmedai, as well as the Shamir, which is connected to this week's Parsha, as the Gemara says in Pituche, based on Pituche Chosam, that the stones of the Ephod were cut out by the Shamir. Take a look at Sota, Memchesam, and Be'ezer that we learned in the past in that regard. And the Agadita in Mishachsa will continue for a couple more blat, and then we will get back into some very important Hilchos Gittin. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samaches in Maseches Gittin.